I'm with Tony Watts in Bristol at an event which has brought together people from all over the region concerned with different aspects of ageing, in particular alone at home, I think. Tony, explain more about the background and your role.
Well, we know that too many people later in life are living alone and they feel socially excluded. We know impacts upon their health, upon their whole well-being. And so we're looking today at several strands of this and seeing if we can find solutions. We're not saying to people, this is what you should do. We're asking older people themselves what works for them. And we're sharing this information between the groups in the region and also professionals who are turning up here today to talk with and to older people themselves. And my role is as chair of the Southwest Forum on Aging. And essentially what we attempt to do is represent older people in the region into government, so that hopefully what we learn today will actually be able to pass up to national government, to local government, health trusts, all the organisations that do genuinely want to hear what older people feel and think.
From your experience so far, what are the kind of issues that you think are going to surface most strongly?
We know we've got a strong stream on digital exclusion. It's a topic that not everyone is very comfortable with, because if you aren't digitally included, you feel on the outside. It's not a technology you feel comfortable with. You feel it's for other people. We feel quite strongly that if you can enable older people to have something in their lives which doesn't feel like technology, but actually enables them to talk to their relatives, talk to their friends, to communicate with the outside world in a fairly seamless and easy way that doesn't feel like they're on a piece of technology they can break at any moment, there must be a way forward to actually enable the two-thirds of older people who aren't connected to get connected to the internet and what that offers to them.
I think this is quite a lively region in terms of membership activity. Is that because you've got some strong organisations here?
Unusually, yes. It all goes back about sort of 4 or 5 years when it was decided to set up, really on a trial basis, a regional forum, of networks, I should say, of older people's groups. And that's led on to a very, very strong network called the Southwest Seniors Network, who are here today helping to coordinate this event. And they represent about 60 groups around the region and about 52,000 members in total. So in total terms, there's no larger regional grouping of older people in the UK. Now, this gives us an incredible sample, effectively. If we want to talk to older people, find out what they feel, find out what they know, there's nowhere in the country quite like this. So we feel that we can use this as a national base as well to find out what should be happening.
Thanks, Tony. Well, I think we're just about to start, so I'll catch up with you a bit later.